Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless all of you on the blog line tonight. This is Bernard Johnson bringing you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, it's been a wonderful day, and thank God for what he's done. And hopefully you got a blessing today. Oh, God, I thank him for his bountiful blessings and all that he's doing. I have a platform that we do on the blog line. It's simply that we endeavor to thank God 1,000 times. It is possible. I found out on a trip back from Florida to Texas at the time that it only takes 15, maybe 20 minutes to thank God 1,000 times. I want to ask you something. Will you be the one in your city leading people into thanking God 1,000 times? Ambassador Gail Strith down there in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, she decided that she would be the one in her city. And now she's got people all over, not only her city, but the state of Arkansas, saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. You can be the one in your city. And God will bless you, by God, so ultra awesomely. He will make a way out of no way. Thank him for blessing me. I told you on last weekend they came down from Canada and cut a movie on me. Just want to tell you, when people ask me how it happened, I just say I thanked him 1,000 times in advance for doing something spectacular. Now, I want to show you another thing. I made some requests probably 3 or 4 years ago. On New Year's Eve, the Lord led me to have the people make 10 requests and put them in an envelope. Well, a lot of my requests didn't come to pass, although some people got all their requests that year. But I didn't mumble and grumble. I just simply said, Lord, thank you for blessing the people. But what I'm seeing now is that my request was so spectacular that message I preach is true. What you ask of God going to take some time. What you ask the Lord for going to take some time. See, some things God has to set in place. He can do things overnight. But when he's using people, sometimes they have to be kind of shaped and molded and groomed and before he can get them to the point where he can use them for his glory. They have to be shaped and molded and then they come forth as pure gold. And sometimes it takes time to get them there. So what I'm trying to say is that I asked God to do some things 3 years ago. And what has happened last weekend was basically one of the things that I was asking God to do. And then this weekend, here comes another thing. One of my inspired sons, who's always trying to be exactly like me, name is Brandon McCray. He'll tell you the same thing. But he was inspired because I got a doctorate degree. He wanted to have one. So he kept working and working, and he's graduating here in May, I believe, from KU, one of the top universities in the world. And in order to get a doctorate degree, most universities require you to have a dissertation. Now, a dissertation is a major work on somebody, the life of someone or some idea. And it's kind of like writing a book. And Brandon McCray chose to do this dissertation on my life. And I'm getting around to the point. What is the point? The point is, how did it happen? I thank God 1,000 times. See, miracles like you've never seen in 2015 will come. But put yourself, allow yourself to move to another level above what most people are doing. Most people are not thanking God 1,000 times a day. If you are, Amen. Look for something special from the Lord because you're giving him something special. God is like that. He's not going to let you love him more than he loves you. He's not going to let you show your love more than he shows you. And if you'll just learn to thank him 1,000 times, I want to be an example that spectacular things will happen to you if you would just not faint. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, you keep on thinking it like that. In due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. How can God have 2 children and bless one phenomenally and the other one he doesn't bless? It's not possible. You're next in line because I'm blessed like that. Yours may not be a movie because you don't need a movie, but it may be something so tremendous and God will do that for you. Amen. So get ready. You are next in line. Oh, I hope you grab it. You're next in line for a blessing. God bless you. Here's our trend on our line here. I want y'all to remember this, so I won't have to tell you many times. Our trend is simply, I ask you to make your request known unto the Lord. Yeah, whatever you need, get ready to ask him. Now, ask him out of the box. What do you mean, Dr. Johnson, out of the box? I mean, ask him for things that God only can do. If your brother can do them, what you doing asking God for? Why are you asking God if your brother can do them? Get ready to ask him for things that are beyond man. Something you've been needing or something you've really basically been wanting to happen, perhaps for years. I had a lady come to me, and this was the other, not too long ago. That we had a request similar to this on the prayer line, I think, yesterday. But this lady, she hadn't seen her father in 26 years. And my heart went out when I heard about it. I prayed for her. And about three weeks later, out of the clear blue sky, her father called her. Well, who do you think did that? It was God. God put it on his heart. After 26 years, he calls her in 2 weeks after the prayer. Surely you can see that that was God. So I'm trying to tell you, when you ask the Lord for something, let it be something that reveals him as God. Don't be asking him something that your brother can do. Ask him for something that only God can do. And so that when it comes to pass, you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it had to be God. Amen. All right, go ahead, and I'm going to give you a little music here. Make your request known. Ask God what you really want. And you don't have to ask him out loud. Ask him in your heart. This is a silent prayer time. But I'm going to give you a little music while you do it. All right? About 20 seconds. Go and ask him for what you need. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person on this prayer line, on this blog video. God, you see every one of their needs. I'm asking you, Lord, to let the blessing flow to them. Something that some people are asking for things that I mean, they really need them. They've been going on 20 years, and they want you to bring it to pass. And they want you to bind the enemy, whatever it may be. Lord, let it be so. Give them the desires of their heart. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Make a way out of their way. Let every heavy burden be given them. This prayer, Lord, let it happen. Yeah, God just said if any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father. I agree that you're going to bind that covenant completely, Lord. And I pray that you bring your glory to pass. Let the anointing fall and destroy every year. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We ask you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, shit, it is making that. Amen. Amen. Let's go thanking God in advance. This is the faith part here. You can't see it. You don't know exactly where in the world the blessing is on its way. But the faith part, you can thank him in advance before you hear anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for all your help, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Because if you do, it will position you to receive more miracles from the Lord. You were created to praise the Lord. And when you can't even recognize a reason that God has done to give him praise, it's not good. You got to learn to recognize what the Lord is doing. Don't just chalk it up and say, I've been lucky today. No. God is doing miracles for you, and you got to learn how to recognize it.
Thank you.
And if you give him the glory and the praise for them, oh my God, it would be so valuable for others that you were influenced to praise God like you praise him. Why am I telling y'all about the movie and keep on reminding y'all about that and about the dissertation? Because I want you to know it's a miracle, so I can tell you, how did you get it, Bernard? I got it by thanking God 1,000 times. Now, this is what the Lord has me telling you tonight. Learn to recognize that miracle from the Lord. And when people ask you how you got that miracle, I want you to reply to me, I thanked God 1,000 times in advance for it. What? Yes, ma'am. I thanked him 1,000 times in advance for doing that. Amen. God heard my praise and brought forth the miracle. Now, why are you asking me to do that, Brother Johnson? I'm asking you to do that because of the fourth point that God gave me on the thank yous. He said it will help influence others to thank God like you thanking him. You get a miracle from God and recognize it's a miracle and share your testimony with people. And they ask you, well, how did that come about? What happened? And you tell them, I thank God in advance for the miracle 1,000 times in advance. What? Yes, I did. I thanked him because I had faith to believe that he was going to do it. And I thanked him in advance 1,000 times. Can you see how that's going to influence others that want to praise God like never before? That's why something, I don't know, it may have happened, one of the things, but that's why something spectacular is going to happen. And it may happen to me. Why? Because I'm going to give the praise report and thank people around, I'm going to tell people around the world, how did it happen? I thank God 1,000 times. Yeah. God knows that. I'll even tell the president that. If you give me the opportunity, I'll tell the president. I'll tell whoever. I thank God 1,000 times. That's how it happens. So I want you all to learn to recognize your miracles. And when people ask you, how did they happen? Tell them, I thank God 1,000 times. And then lead them to the Bloodline or wherever. And so they can get give God 1,000 thank yous too. Do y'all hear me? I hope you do. It will be a blessing to your family and your home as you give God the praise for all of his blessings, and that you are not ashamed to tell how you received the blessing, and that is through thanking God 1,000 times. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me say the final blessing over the people. Lord, bless these precious, precious people in the city and bless them in the field. I know that they may need you to lift the heavy burdens. Lift the burden, Lord, and lighten the heavy load. Thank you for what you've done for them. And God, we do try to take on as many burdens as possible because we know that you can lift that heavy burden and lighten the heavy load. Bring them forth, Lord, for your glory, and let the anointing stay on, Jesus. Until we meet again, when we meet with the saints, and let the anointing come forth and destroy the yoke. In the name of Jesus, thank God. Lord, keep the conviction on their heart as they come to Jacksonville, Arkansas, oh God, in just a few days.
Thank you.
Let them come on, bless them for it. In Jesus' name. And I pray and I praise you for what you've done. Appreciate it as never before. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Oh God, thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless all of y'all. May y'all have a wonderful night. And keep me.
God bless you too.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Everything.
God bless y'all. I'm going to get some rest
tonight.
Bless everyone. Everyone.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Everybody have a blessed night.
God bless everyone.
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. God bless. God bless you.
God bless. Hallelujah.
Good night. God bless everybody.
Good night to
Good
you.
Good night. God bless.
May the blessings of the Lord be upon all of you. Amen.
Yes. God bless.
God bless.
Thank
you. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you.
God bless all of you. Good night.